Hey guys, it's John. I wanted to send you a file over in audio format so we could walk through the estimates that I'm sending you so you can take a look at the email and understand exactly where I'm coming from. Couple of things to note. I wasn't sure how to price this since this is not my vocation, if you will. I went online, just found the average price of handymen. Came out to be $65 an hour, so I just use that as my strike price. We can talk about that if that's an issue for you. But the first estimate that I sent you is for a custom flag. This is designed specifically for whatever you want in the union and on the stripes themselves. I've done the 50 stars and the Pledge of Allegiance on the stripes in cursive for my wife's sister, who's a principal. We want to make that for a Christmas present for her, so it'd be kind of cool to see. I can do just about anything through my guy who does the CNC work for me, which I then go in and hand paint afterwards. And so the union can be anything that's specific that you want, or it can just be stars and stripes and keep it real simple. But a custom flag comes out to the $3,400 estimate. Now, I got to tell you, this barn door hardware, I went to one store on Camelback in 16th Street, and they showed me a floor demo. They didn't have it in stock, but we could get it within 2 to 4 days. The first estimate the guy gave me was over $1,300, almost $1,400, because the length of the track that we need to go over the TV and on either side of the TV, it's about 13 feet, 12.6 to be exact, as I estimate. Because of that length, they were going to charge us an extra fee to deliver it, and it was going to be almost $1,400 for that hardware. I explained to him what we were doing, the project, and he changed that. Actually, he called the company and got a different quote of $515 for each 6.6-foot section, which we'll need two. So that's why I put $1,045 in here, because that's $1,030 that he quoted me, and then he said there was a tariff on this product in particular, because it's coming from overseas. So this is my first experience with tariffs, so this is all kinds of fun stuff we're learning here. But anyway, so I put $1,045 in there. The labor, a total of 28, just under 29 hours to do, build the flag, hang the box, create the box, actually hang the box, hang the barn door railings and whatnot, and the flag doors, and clean up and get out of your hair. There's a little bit of wood that we got to buy, and stain, cut and stain, and then, of course, some miscellaneous fees. So that's where I came up with the $3,404. If you scroll down to the next estimate, I am offering one of my flags out of inventory, which I sell for $549.95. I've got a number of them, a total of 7, I believe, that you guys can choose from. A couple of them are natural, which I think Sandra said she liked the best. The rest of them are red, white, and blues. A couple of them are carved and hand painted, so that might interest you. They're designs that I thought a lot of people in the Second Amendment area would find interesting. So there's 3%ers and Moulin Lab unions that they're on. Red, white, and blues are natural stripes. So I can show you those or pictures of them if you want to take a look at those. And again, that estimate came in around just above $3,000. And then, of course, I have a limited edition, which I made for a friend of mine with the understanding and agreement that I would only limit this to a number of 50, one per state. And so he bought Arizona, number 48. I have built Philadelphia and Delaware, which were states 1 and 2 right out of the gate from 1776 on. And I have embedded items into the flag themselves to prove authenticity and their limited nature. So if that interests you at all, I have a fixed price on that. And of course that estimate comes in at $3,348. So again, there's 3 different types of estimates that we can choose from. I think we can cut the hardware costs in half, so you could take at least $500 off this estimate on all 3 of these estimates, I believe. Now I could be wrong, but I just did a cursory look on the internet this morning and came across several different offerings from different providers or vendors for MTEC, the same company. And I'm getting the impression that the kid just jammed a sizable commission in his estimate to me. So anyway, let's shoot these over. You guys take a look at them and fire over any questions you may have. Or feel free to call me at any time and we can discuss what your thoughts are. And I believe I'm coming over tomorrow. So if I don't hear from you, I'll actually, I will hear from you because I'm going to set up a time. So I will ping you in the morning if I haven't heard from you and figure out what's a good time to come by on Thursday. Okay. Hope this is useful and I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.